The issue with money for a lot of folks is that they think it is a limited resource. And so therefore, it has mastery over them. And what I have learned over the past 12, 24 months is that the only limited resource that there really is time. Money is not a limited resource. Money is created when we create value and people pay. And so if you can learn how to create value, then people will pay for that. So there's no shortage of money.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. Back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Got a good friend of mine, Ellis Hammond, on today. Thanks for coming on, man.
What's up, Steven? Glad to be here, man.
So Ellis runs an amazing Christian leader mastermind that I'm a part of. And it's just a great place to kind of get together with like-minded individuals and talk about, you know, the foundation of faith, how we're building our businesses around that, not vice versa, right? Not trying to squeeze in our faith at the end of the day, but how are we building our lives intentionally and our businesses intentionally around our faith. And man, it was just great timing when you reached out to me, because I was just looking for something else. I just got done with a single family mastermind that exploded our business, but now we're not in that space anymore. So it was really good to find you and this group, and it's been a huge blessing in my life. And we're going to talk about Ellis's story today. So where would you like to start, brother? It's all good stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, to think about you coming in, man, I mean, it's, you know, the point of the mastermind really is, I mean, I think about, you know, the purpose of a mastermind, and, you know, our faith is so huge to what we do with our thing, but just also the value you brought, man. I mean, you know, to think about committing to something like this, it really does lead to growth. I think you've probably seen that as well, which has been cool to, you know, there's partnerships happening, there's deals flowing, capital's there. So anyways, I've loved having you in, man. It's been really fun to even build a friendship on the back of that. So, but dude, while I was so excited to have you in, and even, you know, it's like, hey man, you definitely need to be a part of what we're building here, is your focus on really using this business of multifamily investing to create impact, to create good, to build something bigger than just, you know, that adds to the bottom line, which, man, is my heartbeat. I, as a former pastor and missionary, you know, now full-time real estate investor, I'm like, this is why we're building this as well. So maybe that's the topic of the show, man, is just how we can use our business, specifically multifamily investing, to advance God's kingdom and help people in the earth, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shortage of need out there, that's for sure. And you firsthand have seen the financial struggle of what it looks like to be a missionary. Yeah. And, you know, so part of what always, you know, pulled on me was these missionaries are out on the front lines doing amazing work around the world. And then you'd come home for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then you got to go and raise money, you know? Yeah. And for me, I was like, man, that just doesn't seem right that the people that are on the front lines doing the hard work have to come home. And instead of resting, relaxing, recharging, and spending time with their families, they're coming to my house and hitting me up for $50 a month, right? Yeah, I mean, you had to go through it.
$100 a month, man. If I was really feeling good, I'd stress $200 a month. I'd love to have a guy like you, man, who would have wrote me a $50K check a year. That would have been, that would have made my life a lot easier. But yeah, I mean, that was how we got into real estate. We, you know, we were fundraising and, you know, in some ways, and then we were growing our team. And well, one of our young missionaries came to me and said, hey, Ellis, I can't actually afford to buy groceries this month. I don't have enough money coming in, and hit me like a ton of bricks, man. I totally changed everything for me. I had such a negative view of money and capital up to that point. Really didn't want it, really didn't care about how to make it or build it or grow it. And in that moment, I realized I am being a terrible steward of resource that God wants to entrust me with, which is capital. And that's where we learned or went on a journey to really figure out, well, how do we make it then? Like, how do we really start building wealth? And interesting, your show is called Free from Wall Street, because all I really knew at that point was, well, let me just give my money to a financial advisor and hope that one day in 30, 40 years, we might have something to live off of, which I find that most people in our country, that's how they think about building wealth, is I'll work for 30 to 50 years and trust all of that to someone I barely know because they have some certifications about building wealth. And honestly, the results are subpar. I mean, we look at middle-class America. I mean, that's the result. So if that's what you want, and I looked at my life and our goals and said, that's not what I want.
No, it's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't going to be good enough. It wasn't going to accomplish the God-sized goals that we had in our lives because we wanted to fund our nonprofit and fund a lot of things. So we just got hungry to figure it out. And real estate became that vehicle. It is that vehicle. And we're excited to continue to use that.
Yeah, it's been a huge blessing. I think, you know, to go back to something that you just said, which was, you know, I didn't care about money. I didn't look at it as kind of a tool that I needed. I think the Christian community at large has this misguided view of money too, right? I mean, maybe you didn't hear it in church, but you probably heard it in your house. Somebody say that money is the root of all evil. Right? And that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And there's a lot of guidelines in the Bible that talk about the guardrails that you need to keep, right? It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to pass through the gates of heaven. That's pretty sobering if you think about that scripture. Like, that means it's pretty hard. The needle, by the way, is not the thread needle that you're thinking about. It's the where camels used to go in through into a city. They'd have to crouch down a little bit, so it's not impossible for them to do it. It's just a little bit more difficult. So God warns us of these things, but he also says, but I'm going to bless you, right? I want you to steward this and I want you to have abundance so that you can help me build and help me grow and you know, serve the need that's in the world. And I think we have a responsibility, especially if we have the capability to run these businesses, to build the foundation on how much are we going to be able to give away and how many people are we going to be able to help? How many people are going to be able to hear the good news of who Jesus is? And this business in particular, you know, we've both found gives us a lot of opportunity to do that in a bigger way than I ever thought I'd be able to do, you know, which is amazing.
It's really fun, man. You know, and there's a way to it. Well, and what I also love about real estate investing in, you know, what I'm calling the mission of multifamily is, yes, there's like several components of this business. There is the one where we actually can create wealth now to be able to give and generate and do good for others. But, you know, I think also though, I don't want to lose sight on building a business model in and of itself, which is mission oriented or impact oriented, in that, you know, when we buy a multifamily complex, man, you know, we were talking about a deal offline, a couple hundred units, dude, that's a couple hundred families that now we are being entrusted with that are building their lives, are developing friendships, right? Like there is a component there. It's like, you know, when I was, for me, I was scared to leave the ministry, full-time vocational ministry, because it was like, I'm leaving my biggest impact is what I thought. But now I'm like, now I'm buying apartment complexes where I'm being entrusted to several hundred families. I'm like thinking about that from a business model too, is like, it's not just about the wealth component for the investor and what we can do with that, but it's also how do we create a business model in of itself that really has impact that we can steward. And that's why I love this so much, man. Cause yeah, we can make money and we can do cool stuff with it. But gosh, we got a business that is seriously impacting people's lives. Like this is their home.
Yeah, their day to day.
Yeah. And so for an investor to come in, that's what I talk about, this idea of like triple bottom line is, you know, when I realized, again, I love the title of your podcast show, Free from Wall Street, because most people when they're investing in Wall Street, they're only thinking about one bottom line, which is money coming in or ROI, right? Well, now, as we think about moving away from Wall Street, now we can think about ROI, meaning like, you know, return on investment. We can also think social impact. And then you and I are really thinking about kingdom impact as well. And we can have all three of those, you know? So I just think that is the play here. And we don't, and here's the biggest misconception I see. People think that they have to make a trade, meaning I either want ROI or I want impact. And right. What I'm like, no, you don't actually. Like you actually can go above average. And if you're looking to one, get educated, and two, look at alternative investments like real estate, it's incredible, man. So, but it does take some intentionality and it takes stepping out and, you know, understanding this. That's why most folks who say, well, I'm not really interested, I have a financial advisor who kind of does everything. What they're telling me is, Ellis, I really just don't want to take the time to learn about really how to grow and multiply my wealth and do other things. I kind of just want to give that to somebody else, which is fine. But man, you're missing out on so much opportunity.
It's the lie of Wall Street, right? That you're not smart enough to manage your own money. Right. And, you know, we talk about my dad who passed away 6 years ago, and that was just after the market correction in 08, 09. And we have a guest coming into to the podcast here.
That's awesome.
Hi, Harper. You can come say hello real quick.
You want to be on the show? This hello. Is great.
You're going to be on the show.
This is perfect. Hey.
So, I'm named Harper.
Yes.
This is, hi, Harper. I'm Ellis.
Hey, Ellis. Say, have a good day.
Have a good day, Ellis.
Okay. That's amazing.
Sometimes we forget to lock our doors. The BBC, remember the guy on BBC with the YouTube video that yes. like the daughter's yeah. driving?
He comes amazing. In and he's like on a legit national broadcast.
Yeah, it's perfect. Anyway, this is real life.
This is COVID-19, folks. Working from home, you know, I love it. I love it. That's great.
And the benefits of multifamily mean I get to be home with my kids more and things like that. So, you know, those distractions are a blessing to me. So anyway. Right. So the lie of Wall Street is that you're not smart enough to manage your own money. And, you know, when my dad lost half of his money in that market correction, he passed away. He didn't get a chance to ride that roller coaster back up. And that's really what made me start to realize the volatility of Wall Street was not something that I could bank on a retirement fund on. Like, how am I going to effectively retire with a stable income when the market can correct and does historically, you know, every couple of years? And that's when I started recognizing I needed to go and get educated. I needed to start looking at other things that had less volatility. And then I found they had better returns, better tax benefits. I mean, the deeper you dig into it, it's like, wow, why doesn't everybody do this? And I think it's because they just don't know. We've been taught just what you said, right? We're taught to go to school, get a good job, go to work for 40 years, give your money to Wall Street and hope that you retire well.
Yeah. I mean, predictability is the ultimate wealth builder. And if you can't map it out and you don't know, again, how to really do this, and you really don't, I mean, you can't go to a financial advisor and they're going to say, well, hey, here's going to be your return in 5 years and here's how we're going to get your money back to you. Or we can definitely map that out in real estate, right? So I definitely think predictability is the ultimate wealth builder. You don't have to hit it big to get wealthy. You just need a plan in place and really map this thing out. You need time. And so the earlier you get started, the better. But here's the thing, man, like, you know, in some ways, like buying stocks can be fun. I'm not saying like I actually am in Tesla. Why? Because it's just fun, man. Like I've seen massive returns, but
what's
thing.
Today? Saturday.
Yeah. But
so 2 weeks ago, I bought my first stock ever, right? The Free From Wall Street guy opened up a Chase account and moved money into it to buy Tesla.
Yeah,
it's the only thing I own.
Yeah,
and it's,
dude,
up
it's kind of
40%.
Like going to casino right now, man. And it's just like, it's again, I'm not saying I'm building like, oh, I'm gonna, you know,
build
gonna
my retire off
portfolio
of Tesla.
Fully off this. It's just right. Like I'm in for the ride, man. Yeah, like, what else Elon's got for me? And so I think in that regard, like, yeah, here's the thing: liquidity, and we know this. Low liquidity is in the public markets. Wealth is really built in the private markets, and that's. You know, so there's a place for things like that because we do need liquidity and real estate's not liquid. But to really truly build wealth is really found in the private markets. And unfortunately, most people aren't dealing in those.
Yeah. And, you know, diversification, right? Even if you're in love with Wall Street and you have your 401k there and you've been socking money away for 30 years, the diversification that you get to a non-correlated asset like real estate really hedges you against inflation, hedges you against market volatility. There's definitely a place for it. So, you know, our goal, right, is just to let's educate some folks. Let's let them know that this is how we found our path. And then, you know, to circle back to what we were talking about before, you know, our motto is invest with purpose. You get to have higher returns, more predictable returns. And in every deal we do, we put a nonprofit into that deal to create passive income for them through the life of the deal.
So powerful, man.
And then our asset management team called Lighthouse Management, also believers, right? Kingdom minded. their tagline now is manage with purpose, right? And now they're talking about all of the families that we are impacting to make clean, nice, well-lit, healthy environments for these families to grow and have a stable place to call home that's safe, that's, you know, and we can make a big impact on even the management, right? The property management, the construction management. Yeah. We have a lot of people that we get to touch through these buildings. I mean, we're buying 424 units in the next 45 days. It's 424 families that, yep, like you said, we get to impact in a positive way. And it doesn't even affect our partners' returns, right? Because right, we're doing that from a company level. So they get to do both. So before, when you said you get to do all three, you're right. You know, this gives you an opportunity to give abundantly, to plan out and map out, you know, kind of the, but I love what you said before, the mission of multifamily. It gets, you know, it doesn't get any more poignant than that. And you have a book coming out soon.
It's called The Mission of Multifamily, man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really is my journey from missionary to, it's called The Mission of Multifamily, A Missionary's Journey Towards Financial Freedom to Apartment Investing. It may be, you know, it was too long to add on in there, but how you can do it too, I guess, right? And because I want to show people, like, listen, I'm the least qualified person, man, to be on this show today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a college missionary, man. My father passed away at 21. The only thing I knew was to give my wealth to a financial advisor, no real estate background. And, to see, you know, the first step for me was mindset. I talk about that in my book, of like just the mindset, the baggage I held against money, and then what I had to do to overcome that. And then, you know, learning, and then how, you know, we bought our first duplex in San Diego, California. And, you know, less than a year later, we bought our first 144 unit deal. Again, I didn't go to school for this, but like it's possible because I took the time. And so I just lay that out in this book to really help people see that. And then also help them understand like exactly what we're talking about today. Money's not evil. Money is a tool that we can really use to have massive impact in our world. And I think the thing I get into the book, and I'll say here briefly, is I think you were kind of referring to the mindset of money in the world of Christianity or in the church. I think a lot of people, like my issue, or just talk, I guess me, but I think I see this, you know, in other circles as well, is that the issue with money for a lot of folks is that they think it is a limited resource. And so therefore, it has mastery over them. And what I have learned over the past 12, 24 months is that the only limited resource that there really is time. Money is not a limited resource. Money is created when we create value and people pay. And so if you can learn how to create value, then people will pay for that. So there's no shortage of money. There really is a shortage of time. So the way that we build our businesses, invest our money, should be focused on creating more time, which really is the only limited resource we have. And so I think it's that mindset shift, you know, for a lot of folks, and I hope the book will really help people realize that, is learning to really have mastery over their money. And when we really get that, man, then we can create a community, a culture that can really do awesome things for money instead of run away from it. Same thing about the system of capitalism, right? Like, it's, yes, has it been used for evil? For sure. But it doesn't mean the system in itself is evil. Like, we can still use the system of capitalism for a great purpose.
Yeah. I mean, arguably the better social platform to help people get out of poverty and into wealth is that system. So when is the book coming out, or is it out?
I don't know. I hopefully you're going to release this episode September 21st, because that's when the book comes out. And want to make sure we get everybody a copy. We're giving free copies, at least for right now, just because I want to get this message out, man. I want to get this book to folks. So while it's free, you can go to missionofmultifamily.com, and that's where you can grab it. And like I said, love to get everyone a copy. So missionofmultifamily.com.
That's awesome. We'll have the link in the show notes for sure. And I mean, we know a lot of missionaries that need to hear this story, because they shouldn't have to struggle through getting to the front lines, right? If we can create some passive income through these types of deals for them and for their organizations, it's powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be great for ministry people, but I didn't really write it just for the missionaries. Like, I think it's for anyone who really wants to be a better investor, a better business owner, a better entrepreneur, who wants to do more than just make money. they want to make money, but they also want to make impact with that money. So I think anybody who grabs this will really walk away with something.
Yeah, I mean, you effectively can cross out missionary and put any job title in there, because the what the book has to say about this is really a universal message of, hey, and I love the fact that you focus on the mindset piece of it, because I think once we break free of that, and every entrepreneur that I know, every multimillionaire that I know, at some point had this aha moment, this mindset shift. It was a book that brought them to it. I know a lot of us have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it just started us thinking a little bit differently. And then we started digging in deeper. And so I'm excited to read it. I'm excited to promote it. Hopefully we can get together soon. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Any parting shots?
Any parting? No, man. I just go back to what even happened on the show, your daughter coming in. I think that's really sweet. I just want to encourage people to, you know, take that step. I mean, I think listening to the show is huge, because that resource of time and being able to have moments like that where your daughter walks in, like, that's how we should be figuring out how we invest. Like, are we investing our money? Are we even investing the way we steward our time and our business to create more moments like that? So anyways, I think listening to the show, grabbing my book, continuing to go down this road, people are on the right path, man. So
yeah, I mean, we tell people, right? Invest with purpose, be intentional, be purposeful about your finances, about your time, about your family. And you certainly resonate with our message, man. I'm so glad that we've gotten together and through the mastermind become friends, and I look forward to what God is going to use this relationship to do. So Ellis, thanks so much. Make sure you go and check out freefromwallstreet.com and get the 5 things your financial advisor does not want you to know. And then right after you do that, make sure that you are going to missionofmultifamily.com, get Ellis's book, read it, and then contact one of us to help you get started, because that's what we're here to do, help the average guy go into non-average investing. All right, Ellis, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, brother. Good chatting with you.
All right, brother.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.